Mishuz the Rav Shlita, I'm happy to be back again, and I have good memories from the previous shiur I gave Ba'asa Kodisha Hadein. So this past Shabbos was the Chodesh Tammuz, and we are approaching the 3 weeks. The 3 weeks of Avelis, beginning Shavuos Betalmiz, culminating on Tisha B'Av, which are dedicated to mourning and to Avelis al Churban Beis Mikdashenu v'Sifarteinu. But besides the mitzvah and the menhogam of Avelis, these days should also be days of Cheshbon Nefesh. So it is very well known that Chazal say, "Kol shaloi nivne beis hamikdash biyomav ki'ilu chorav biyomav." No, that is not what Chazal say. What Chazal do say, and it's a gemara in Yerushalmi in Yomed Av Hayomed Aleph, "Kol dor shaloi nivne beis hamikdash biyomav malan olav ki'ilu." Who hechrivo? And that is far harsher language. Chazal don't say ki'ilu nechrav. It's not ki'ilu nechrav. Ki'ilu who hechrivo. It's about you. And you bear responsibility. Because if we would be fitting for Hashros Hashchina, we would have a Beis Hamikdash. So by human beings, it's far easier to safeguard a house and prevent its imploding than rebuilding it after it fell apart. But to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's the same. So in the moment we would be ra'ui for Hashos HaShchina, we would have a Beis HaMikdash. And if we don't have one, that means we're not fitting. If we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, that means that if we would have one this morning, it would be Chorev by night. So therefore the Yerushalmi says, "Kol dor shel nivra Beis HaMikdash b'yom av malan olav kilu hu hechrivo." And if we bear direct responsibility, that means we need to bear responsibility to do whatever we can. We should be zayka to a Beis HaMikdash. So what is it that we have to do? So the very first source of the Dalet Tzoymes is in Perek Ches of Novi Zechariyahu. And the context of the Pusuk is not a context of tragedy and of mourning, but rather the context of Simcha. And the Novi says, "Tzoyma Raviv, Tzoyma Chamishi, Tzoyma Shviv, Tzoyma Asiru, Yiyu LeBeis Yehudo, Mesosoin uleSimcho uleMoyadim Toivim, VoEmes vaShalom Aheva." So, what's the kesha between the reisha of the posuk and the seifa? So, the reisha of the posuk is a blessing. It's a promise. It's a nevuah. That these 4 days of tragedy and mourning will be ultimately transformed. But what's the kesher with the sefer? Vo emes vashalom ahev. So when we sit and we mourn and we're noyeg avelis and chorban beis hamikdash, we must try to understand what brought about Chorban Beis HaMikdash. And that is the only way we could bring about Binyan Beis HaMikdash. Taking care and rectifying the very sibis that brought about its destruction. So everyone remembers the Gemara in Adorim Baf Pei Aleph Omed Aleph, Almo Ovdo Ha'oretz. And Chazal say, Dover Zeh Nishal HaChachomim L'Naviyim. And according to the Geras of the Bach, the Malachi Ashoris, veloi pirshu. Nobody could understand. And nobody could come up with a reasonable explanation. Alma of the Horus, Chachomim Neviim and Malachi Ashores, Acha Kodesh Bochu Piyosho, Al Ozvom Esterosi, Sholei Bochu Betoiro Tekilo. So the Ran, on the spot, explains, it's not about Birchas HaTorah. Birchas HaTorah is merely a mitzvah sasei. Bitul mitzvah sasei doesn't cause Chorben Beis HaMikdash. Bitul mitzvah sasei, Chazal say, Einai zaz misham ad shemoichlem loy. Doesn't even need a korban. So the Ran explains, ultimately, it's not about the brocha. The fact that they didn't say Birchas HaTorah was indicative. It proved the Torah wasn't important enough in their eyes. They didn't cherish Torah. And that is what brought about Chorban Beis HaMikdash. But the Tema b'mkoyma oimedes, and it's still difficult to understand. Because this pasuk al muav de oratz al ozva mistirosi refers to Chorban Bayis Rishon. And a yomed avtes in Bavli, and a Yerushalmi yomed avov, it is very clear Chazal say that the Bayis Rishon was destroyed because of gimel avedas chamuras, avedas or shvichas domim, and gili arayis. So how would we say Shalei Bocho B'Toyro Tchilo? So many years ago, when the first Mincha Sosha came out, I think it was some 32 years ago in the Hagdama, I wrote a moshel. And the moshel is actually a moshel of the Alshech. So the Alshech told the story. There was a king. You're probably aware that almost all the Misholim and our Sforum have to do with kings. So there was a king, and the king had a fiddler, a violinist, and the king was addicted to his music. This musician knew to play his music for the king. And it transpired that he transgressed, and he committed a crime, and the court sentenced him to death. And the king asked to appear before the shoftim, before the court, and he said, "I have no doubt. I'm sure it's a mishpat tzedek, and I totally trust your judgment. I just want you to understand that if you take his life, you destroyed my life as well." So the judges convened once again. And they said, he was over Avera the Malchus. So will we hurt the king because of his crime? Doesn't make sense. So the Gezar Din was postponed. Wasn't annulled. There was no justification to be mevatel the Pesak Din. And some more years passed. And the violinist had an accident, and he could no longer play his violin. So the court came together once again, and they said, well, there's a verdict. And this was the psak. So as long as he played for the king, and the king was so addicted to his music, we postponed the gzardin, but there no longer is any justification to do so. And the Gezar Din was executed. So the Alshech said, yes, the die was cast, and the verdict was given, Gimel Aveiros Chamuras Shebetoyr. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Lifroi Shemimeno Eini Yochel. And that is the side of Ashros Ashkina. The famous Medrash in Parshas Truma, V'yosili Migdosh V'shuchanti V'soichot, The Medrash says, Moshe Lamelech Shehoi Aloi Bas Yechido Ahuvo Vile Yomim. A prince came along and asked to marry the king's daughter. And the king said, Loi Melecho Alti Seno Eini Yochel. I'm happy that you're getting married. But I want you to know, Lifroish Mimeno Eini Yochel. Toi Vezu Asu Imi. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Klal Yisrael, the title was made for you, and I cannot tell you, don't take the title. That was my kavana. But lifrish mimena eni yocha, toi vizu asuli. So yes, they committed the most horrible crimes, Averis, Gimel Averis Chamurisha B'Toyra, but as long as they were Oisik B'Toyra L'Shma, that is the music that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, this is what I want. Lifroish mimeno eini yochel. So when time came and the fiddler could no longer play his music, then the Gzar Din was brought to be. And that is a side that neither Chachomim nor Nevi'im and not even Malach HaShuras could understand. And they were all puzzled and baffled. It's been going on for years. So why now? Why now? What happened now? And they couldn't understand. So there was no longer any justification to keep the Beis Mikdash. But why do Chazal say Shaloi Baruch Hu B'Toyro Tchilo? If it is about Toyro L'Shma and Chashivas HaToyro, so why do Chazal refer to Birchas HaToyro? So the Degel Machne Ephraim, I hope everybody knows here who was the Degel Machne Ephraim. It's not the Machne Ephraim. So the Degel Machne Ephraim was a disciple, a Talmud, and an Einikel of the Baal Shem Tov, and a Pashas B'Shalach he brings. Shumati Memori Zikeni. That when Chazal say Shalei Baruch Hu B'Toyra Tchilo, the Kavona is, they didn't say V'Harevno. V'Hu Pele. And the Degel writes, it's a Pele. And it truly is a Pele. So how does the Baal Shem Tov know that they didn't say V'harevno? And V'harevno is not the most important of the three brachas. It's the lesser of the three brachas. Because in brachas Yud Aleph, Chazal say Ma'ula Sheva brachas is Asher Bocha Bano. Number two probably is Berchas HaMitzvah. And nevertheless, the Baal Shem Tov said the problem was what it brought about Chorban Beis HaMikdash was they didn't say V'harevnu Hashem Elokeinu as Divrei Torah Scho B'Fi. So where did the Baal Shem Tov take this from? I don't know. I assume he was Mechadish. And I will explain to you why. So why is it all about V'harevnu? So coming back to the basic question we asked before. Is it reasonable that the lack of Birchas HaToyra would cause Chorban Beis HaMikdash? And question number two, how do we reconcile this Gemara in Adorim Pei Aleph with that Gemara in Yom HaDaftes? Chorban Beis HaRishon was because of Gimel Averis Chamura Shebetoyra. And this is a question that Bach and the Taz and all the great Poskim and Simei Mem Zayin deal with. So let me share with you my feeling. So everybody knew ultimately what brought about Chorban Beis HaMikdash. The Ratzchonim and Oivdei Avodah Zarah and Megalei HaRoyos. And it was obvious. They were everywhere. that were evident. But the gewaltige question was, how did this come to be? How is it possible a Yiddish Roitzeach? How could this happen? How did this tragedy befall us? That Zera Kodesh, Zera Avram, Yitzchak, v'Yankov are Oivdei Avodah Zorah, Megalei Aroyos, and Shoiv Chedomim. That was the question, and nobody could answer. Alma of the Haaretz. Hatshe Omer HaKodesh Baruch Hu. Shonei Baruch Hu B'Toyrat Hu. So our generation is grappling with which might be the greatest problem our society has in America, in Eretz Yisrael. We're losing kids. And we're losing too many kids. How? And why? So I know that many would say, you know, it's the internet, it's the cell phones, it's so many different things, and we need to build more walls and more moats around our machna. And I totally support this approach. Yes, we need to do everything to safeguard our children from all that negative and terrible influence that seeps in from the outside. But that is not enough. And others would say we need to give our children more warmth and more love, and which is also true, which I totally support. Yes, our families should be loving families, and we to envelope our children in warmth and our love. But that, once again, is not enough. Sometimes the most wonderful families and caring families and loving families are losing children as well. And sometimes the frommest families are losing children as well. So besides giving love and warmth and try to keep them away from any negative influence of modern technology, we need to try to instill in them the love and the passion and the geshmak of Torah. So the Rambam writes in Hilchos Hasida B'Yishei Machsheves Aroyos Mitzuyeh Elo B'Leiv Haponim Menachoch. And kids that enjoy their learning and they have the passion, the burning passion for Torah, the geshmak of Torah, that is the best we could do to care for the future of our children. And a geshmak in learning and simchas atayra should be obvious and should be evident. So on berachas atayra, we have three brachas, as I explained just a few moments ago. The first is berachas hamitzvah, and the last is berachas hashevach. How do we define the middle bracha? So the Rambam, the very beginning of Hilchos Brachos, says generally that all the brachos fit into one of three categories: Berachos HaMitzvah, Berachos HaNenen, and Berachos HaShevach. Abu Darham in Brachos says there are four categories. And it's obvious. Berachos HaNenen, Berachos HaShevach, Berachos HaMitzvah, and number four is Berachos HaTfilo. What are Berachos HaTfilo? Primarily, Berachos HaMitzoyos of Tfilos HaAmida. What is unique about these Berachos? All the others are about Shevach V'Hoidoyah. But in the Berachos HaMitzoyos of the Shemoneh Esrei, we also ask and plea with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. It is not only us offering thanks and gratitude and shir v'shevach. It is asking a Kodesh Baruch Hu for his rachamim. And those brachas are defined as birchos atfilo. So besides the Shemoneh Esrei, there is one more bracha that is a birchos atfilo. and that is Vaharev. So in this bracha, we plead with the Kodesh Baruch Hu and ask him, and what are we asking for? Two different bakushas, which is also very uncommon, that we ask two distinct and different bakushas in one bracha. So we start off by asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'harevnu Hashem Elokeinu as Divrei Toras Kebefinu, and then we have Bakasha number two. V'nihi anachnu v'tzetzuenu v'tzetzoi tzetzuenu v'tzetzoi kol amcho beis Yisrael koloni yoydi shemecho v'lom yitzelosecho l'shema. So my feeling is these are not two different and distinct Bakashas. There are two sides of the very same coin. Because it is only if V'harevnu Hashem Elokeinu as Divrei Toroscho B'fino that we really stand a fair chance V'ni anachnu v'tzetzuenu v'tzetzoi tzetzuenu Yoydi shumecho v'lom deyserusecho lishma. If children see their father Ba'etzchoik al ponov, so happy and so gratified when he comes home from a shiur, or when he learns at home, or when he hears a chiddush, then it would only be natural that our children would want to follow in our footsteps. So the home of a Ben Torah has to be the most happy household in the world. Simchas HaTorah and Simchas HaMitzvah should emanate to our children. So in Menachas Daf Yud Ches, we find a story. Rabbi Loza ben Shemua, one of the great Talmidim of Rabbi Kiva, one of the five Rabbi Hussein Ushabedorim, is sitting in his Beis Medrash and teaching Torah. And a discussion comes up. Tzavu ponov shel Yosef HaBavli. His simcha was shining, his face was shining and radiating. Vezalgo einov shel Rabbi Loza ben Shemua de Mois. And Rabbi Loza ben Shemua, the teacher, the Rebbe, was moved to tears. And he said, Ashreichem talmidei chachomim shedivrei Torah chavivim aleichem b'yoisel. Kol ha'olam es ha'posuk hazeh mu'ahavti yisrael osecho kol hayoyim yisichos. So his simcha was evident. Tzavu ponov shel Yosef habav. And the same with Simchas HaMitzvah. So in Brochas Daf Tes, the Gemara tells the story. Omer le'ule le'rav Eloi. Ule tells Rav Eloi, ki ailes lahosam, you're going to Eretz Yisrael. Shul b'shalmid Rav Broina Ochi. Please look for my brother, Rav Broina, and give him my best regards. Shul b'shalmet derev broina ochi, Adam godol hu, v'sameach b'mitzvahs. He's a great man, and he's sameach b'mitzvahs. Pamachas somach geule l'tfilo, v'loi posak chuke mepu meikuli yoyim. He once was sameach geule l'tfilo, and he was happy, and he was smiling all day. That's a great man. Adam godol hu v'sameach b'mitzvahs. Pamachas somach geule l'tfilo v'loi posak chuke mepu meikuli yoyim. Let's try to imagine. We're walking on the street in the morning on our way to shul, and one of our friends is coming across the other way, and he's smiling to himself. And we look at him and say, did you win the lottery yesterday? It was $100 million. He said, no. I never buy tickets. I don't gamble. Did your daughter become a kala? You know, we know he has an older daughter. He says, no. Still hoping, still davening. You seem to be very happy. So he says, oh, I said tilim this morning, and it went very well. I think most of us would just stand there and say, maybe he needs help. Do we know a good psychologist, a firm psychologist? He doesn't need help. Maybe you're the one that needs help. Pamachas somach geule l'tfilo, v'loi posak chuke mepu meikuli yoyim. That is what made him happy. So many years ago, I was a younger man, and a good friend came over to me in the street and he said, "You don't see yourself, but you were smiling to yourself and it looked funny. Take care," he told me. Don't remember what made me so happy, but it might have been a good shiur that I said, or a sfora I thought about. Might have been. Probably. So Simchas HaTorah and Simchas HaMitzvah should be obvious, and it should radiate. And when our children will grow up in a family, and this is what they will feel and witness since they were little children, yes, that'll give them a far better chance of growing in Torah and growing in Yerushalayim. So I remember, and I allow myself to say this, you know, I'm speaking to Hamish people. I was a young bocha, and we had a mashgiach that came to the yeshiva to give a shmuz, and he was speaking about Simchas HaTorah and Simchas HaTorah, and I thought to myself, if he knows that much about Simcha, why does he never smile? We never saw him smiling. He was always grouching and always... So, does he really know that much about Simcha? So what we see from the Gemara is, yes, when Yosef HaBavli heard a guta svara, tzavu ponav shel Yosef HaBavli, pam achas somach geula letfila v'lai posek chukam epumei kile yoyma. When you're really happy, it's obvious. And it's evident. And most important, your children will feel it and your children will see it. So what we need to share with our children, and the greatest gift we could give our children, is Simchas HaTorah and Simchas HaMitzvah, and a passion for Torah and for mitzvahs. So in Berachas HaChodesh, we say every Shabbos Mevorchim once a month. And we ask, what is the type of life we wish to live? Chaim Shem Ben Busha V'Chlimo. Chaim Shaloisha V'Chavoid. Chaim Shiesh Ben Avis Torah V'Yira Shomayim. Chaim Shiesh Ben Yira Shomayim V'Yira Schait. How is it that one bakusha we say twice? Doesn't make sense. It's a short filler. So why do we ask twice for Yira Shomayim? So I heard very many vortim and vertlich. But I think pshat is very simple. Chaim Shiesh Ben Yira Shomayim V'Yira Schait. And then Chaim Shiesh Ben Ahavas Torah V'Yira Shomayim. We don't put the comma in the right place. It is not Ahavas Torah and Yiras Shamayim. It is Ahavas Torah V'Yiras Shamayim. So how come nobody ever came up with this pshat? Because it doesn't even occur to us that Yiras Shamayim could be a gratifying feeling, that Yiras Shamayim could make you happy, that Yiras Shamayim could bring you joy. And therefore, never even occurred to anyone. Maybe what we're referring to is Ahavas Torah V'Yiras Shamayim. But yes, to me, that's the only pshat. There could be no other. And we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, He should give us Ahavas Torah V'Yiras Shamayim. Ahavas Hayira. Simchas Hayira. In Tana Debelio, we find a passage. Yoresi mitoich simchosi v'somachti biyirosi. So Rabbeinu Yoina in Brochas Daf Lamed Daled bereish perik ein oimdim lehispala. When the Gemara brings the posuk v'gilu birodo, Rabbi Niyana says that Yira and Simcha don't go together. They are contradictory. When a person is afraid, he can't be very happy. And that is right regarding any other Yira, but not Yira Shemaim. Yira Shemaim should deepen and intensify our Simcha. How overwhelmed with joy we have to be that Baruch Hashem, we are in awe of HaKadosh Baruch. So it is Ahavas Teiro V'Yira Shemayim. But it's all about Ahava and Simcha. Simcha Sateira, Simcha Samitzvah, and Simcha Sayira. That is the greatest gift we can share with our children. And that is why we ask for V'harevnu Hashem Elokeinu V'nihiye Anachnu V'tzetzu'einu Kulon Yoidei Shema. So coming back to the Gemara and Nedarim, Dovaze Nisha L'Chachomim L'Neviim L'Malachei Yashores. So the question wasn't what brought about Churban Beis Hamikdash. Everybody knew the Gemara and Yuma, Gimel Aveiros Chamuros. But the terrible question was, how did this happen? And the answer was, Shalei Bochu B'Toyret Chilo, said the Baal Shem Tov. They didn't say, V'harevnu Hashem Elokeinu was Divrei Teiros Chubafino. And that is why they failed the test of V'nihiya Anachnu V'tzetzuenu Kulonu Yodishimra. So the greatest gift we could give our children is learn at home, learn in shul, and let them share your Simchas HaTorah and your Simchas HaMitzvah and your passion for Yira Shamayim B'darkei Noyam V'bishomayim, with love and with warmth, but Simchas HaTorah and Simchas HaMitzvah. So the first Beis HaMikdash we lost, Shalei Baruch Hu B'Torah Tchilo and Gimel Aveiros Chamuros. What about Bayis Sheni? So both Bavli and Yerushalmi Masechet Yuma say what brought about the Churban of Bayis Sheni is Sinas Chinam. And Yerushalmi says the very interesting glosha. Hoyu oyhavim es amomoin v'soinim ze etzeh. So obviously, Yerushalmi feels Radifas Abetza V'Ahavas HaMamoin ultimately is a Sibbe and brings about Sinas Chinam. When people are materialistic and all that matters to them is Olam Hazeh and it's their wealth and affluence, that is not as good for Ahavas Chinam. So the Bayis Sheni we lost because of Sinas Chinam. So the Navi says, Tzoyim Arevi, Tzoyim Achamishi, Tzoyim Ashvi, Tzoyim Asir, Yiu Lebeis Yehoda, L'Sosinu, L'Simchu, L'Moyedim Toiv. And you will all ask, when will that be? So the Navi says, I won't tell you when, but I will tell you how. And maybe it is for you to determine when. For Emes v'Hasholim Ahev. Emes is Torah, ein Emes Elo Torah. When you will love Torah, v'Hasholim Ahev. By loving Torah, you will rectify Churban Bayis Rishon Shalei Baruch Hu B'Torah Tchilo. And by following the footsteps of Aaron HaKohen, Oyev Sholim, V'roidev Sholim, Oyev Esabriyas U'makav HaNatani, will rectify what brought about Churban Bayis Sheni. It is then, and only then, that we will be Zoicha. Shetzayim Aravi, V'tzayim HaChamishi, V'tzayim HaShvi, V'tzayim HaSiru, Yilu Beis Yehuda L'Sosoin, U'L'Simcho, U'L'Moyadim Toivim, B'mheirov Yomeinu, Amen.